Air It Out is brought to you in part by Beautyrest. Beautyrest Black is more than a mattress. It's a haven for deep restorative sleep. Visit a Beautyrest dealer President's Day weekend and experience the ultimate luxury. Dream in black.
Air It Out on The Fan.
I'm Marcus, that's Bill, that's Rookie. We are joined now by the voice of the Wisconsin Badgers, Matt LePay. They are in action tomorrow night at Michigan, 6 o'clock tip-off right here on The Fan. Matt, how you doing this morning?
Good, good. How you doing?
Doing great. So, the Badgers slipped up on Sunday. They lose to Northwestern, and they had been showing some signs. I guess when you skate on thin ice long enough, you're eventually going to fall through.
Yeah, they had not been shooting the ball well. That's no big secret the last five games. They've been defending pretty well, and that's what's allowed them to win these games. They've gotten to the free throw line a lot. They're not a very good free throw shooting team, but they've gotten there enough and have made enough. That's been a difference in these games. But look, they've won eight in a row. They had won 19 in a row at home going back to January of last year. So I think even a relatively casual basketball fan knows that you're hard-pressed to find great teams. Gonzaga is the one unbeaten. Otherwise, teams that you think are pretty close to great lose now and then. So it'll be interesting to see how this group comes back. It's a tough week with Michigan tomorrow night and then Maryland in on Sunday, but this is still a very good team. I don't think the sky's fallen on them quite yet.
Well, maybe you answered my question here, Matt, because I think Badger Nation's trying to figure out exactly how good this basketball team is. Going into the weekend, you know, depending on what poll you were looking at, they were fifth or seventh. I know things have changed since the loss to Northwestern, but the selection committee had their preview show over the weekend, and at the time that the Badgers were ranked that high, they did not factor into the top 16, let's say. And so Badger Nation comes out, and then they lose to Northwestern, and Badger Nation's trying to come away, trying to figure out exactly where this team is. What do you think?
Well, they're good. They're not great. That's the general answer to that. There's not I don't see a first-round draft pick on this team like a couple of years ago when there were obviously two with Sam Decker and Frank Kaminsky. But it's still it's a very good team with Hayes and with Bronson Koenig and Showalter and on down the line. But I think the lesson, though, the worthiness of having that early reveal on Sunday, or on Saturday, I should say, even though that 16 teams that they listed, the top four in each region, could change quite a bit by Saturday night, Sunday, and certainly by now it could look different. But I think it's a good, either it's an education for us or a reminder for us that what you see in the AP poll or the coaches poll doesn't necessarily is not necessarily viewed the same way by the committee. That's the one thing about college basketball rankings. They really don't mean a lot. It means your school, if you're in the top 25, you get on the scroll on ESPN and the other national networks with score updates and all of that. But I don't think the committee is looking at to see what do the writers have them. Okay, let's match up with that. That's never been the case, and it's a good reminder for a lot of fans that isn't how it works. Wisconsin, through no fault of its own, the schedule, which was thought to be pretty difficult going in, when you look at the non-conference schedule, it hasn't turned out to be maybe as tough because Georgetown hasn't had a great year. Syracuse is getting better, but it's still not a typical Syracuse team yet. Marquette has stumbled after beating Villanova. And then the chances they've had against the upper echelon teams like a Creighton or a North Carolina, they didn't win those games. So right now, I think their most impressive win in the eyes of the committee is at Minnesota. They'll have more chances, but those are the kind of things that can hurt you a little bit if you're trying to get that top three, top four seed.
We're visiting with the voice of the Wisconsin Badgers, Matt LePay, here on The Fan. Matt, do you think that Northwestern exposed anything in terms of how to defend the Badgers and Ethan Happ in particular?
No, not Northwestern, because they're not the first team to do that. Creighton did that game two of the season. Teams have doubled him, and actually he handled that reasonably well in the Northwestern game as opposed to maybe even the Nebraska game where the Huskers doubled him a lot, then he didn't handle it as well. You have to get out of there. He's still trying to get better at it. You have to know how to retreat or work against the double maybe before it comes or certainly know how to handle it when it's there. But Northwestern's good. That's a good defensive team. It's the top field goal defensive team in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. And even if you get out of the double team, you still got to hit shots. Yeah, Bronson Koenig has really struggled shooting the ball. Vito Brown had really been struggling. He knocked down some shots Sunday against Northwestern, and hopefully that'll get him going. But this is a team that it's shooting less than 40% from the floor over its last five games. So the good news is they've gone 4-1 in that stretch. But
yeah.
The bad news is if you keep shooting like that, you get into the tournament, you're not going to last very long.
Not shooting well as a team, and then you mentioned Bronson Koenig. He's shooting 25% over his last five games, and I know he's got his injury and missed practice yesterday, but what's up with Bronson Koenig? Is it how much is the injury? How much is just he's not playing well?
Well, it's probably both. I mean, he would be the only person who could truly answer that.
Yeah.
I think good shooters do slump. He didn't invent it, and there will be more after him. But it's clear he's not shooting very well. How much of a factor his leg issue is, I don't know, but you have to think it's some. If you don't have your legs where you want them in terms of the health, everybody's going to be a little tired right now. Everybody's going to be dealing with some type of a bump or a bruise. But if you're a shooter, you kind of like to have those legs. And in his case, the ability to come off screens. He's not an explosive guard. He's not a blow-by guy. He has to pick his spots when he's healthy. But he moves well without the ball. You think specifically of the overtime game in Minnesota where he came off a staggered and caught a pass, squared away, and hit a big jumper that was a huge shot in that overtime game against Minnesota. But if your legs aren't right, you maybe, and Greg Gard has mentioned this, you maybe don't have the acceleration that you need to get open. And then when you are, you're just off. But it's shooters will struggle, even the good ones, and that's what he's in right now. And you just have to hope, and history would tell us that he has the ability to fight through that. I think one of the things I asked him early in the year because he went through a slump early in the season, and he worked through it. And I asked him, earlier in your career, how would you have handled that? And he said, I would have been probably afraid to shoot, which is the absolute worst thing you can do. But as he has matured as a player, that you just have to have the confidence it's going to come back. And, it's like a hitter. If you dunk a little flare in the right field, that 0 for 12 could, turn into a hot streak. Maybe with him, if he could just hit a shot or two early, then that could get him going again because he is as good a shooter as this team has.
Matt, earlier in the week, we had somebody call up and say that they thought that Nigel Hayes needed to check his ego a little bit more. And I thought, if anything, Nigel needed to exert himself a little bit more, trying to find, with his veteranness and his experience, I'm thinking maybe he needs to exert himself a little bit more and maybe kind of take over as the leader of the team. Are they still searching for that, or what are your thoughts about Nigel's season?
Well, his season has actually been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Happ maybe with leading the team in five categories is going to, that's going to make him the best player right now when you're leading in points, rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals. That's pretty good. But Hayes is overall still the team leader in assists. He's averaging 13, 14 points a game. He's been much better. His start of the year wasn't good, the first half dozen games. But since they got back from Maui, this guy's putting together a really good year. Is he a 20-point-a-game guy? No, but he never has been. He's a guy who does a lot of things well, not all of which show up on a highlight reel or on a stat sheet. He's been asked to guard a variety of positions, and he's done it well. And I think he's become underrated with some of his work on the defensive end. Yeah, he'd like to shoot the ball better. He'd like to be better at the free throw line, although he has been better here in these last two or three games from the line, which is good because he gets there a lot. I mean, he'll take 7 or 8 foul shots per game. Clearly with some of the things he has said or tweeted, that probably turns off some people, but so be it. I think on the floor, you ask his fellow teammates, and they'll tell you he's a hell of a guy to have on your team. He's a terrific teammate. But do they have that classic definition of a leader on this team? Maybe not. They may not, but Nigel is probably the closest thing they have to it. And, like I said, the year he's having, I don't think he needs to apologize to anybody. He's playing pretty well. He's doing a lot of things that, like I said, maybe some of us don't notice, but his teammates and his coaches certainly do notice.
Matt LePay on the Fan. Before we let you go, looking ahead, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. tip-off, the Badgers at Michigan. Michigan comes in 16-9. They are 6-6 in conference, but they gave the Badgers all they could handle back on January 17th. Wisconsin got a close win in that one.
Yeah, they're playing well. They had a good week last week, and they have a player right now who's as hot as anybody in the Big Ten or maybe any number of leagues, Derek Walton, their senior guard out of Detroit, averaging about 23 a game over his last five and shooting better than 50% from three-point range. He's rebounding the heck out of the ball. He's kind of willing this team right now to try to earn it at NCAA bid. They're not as good as they'd like to be defensively, but they're better. They were called out by an Illinois player a few weeks ago. It was right before the Wisconsin game. Referred to them as a white-collar team, which is a nice way of saying thought they were a little soft. And they took a little offense to that, and they've been defending better. And at home, they were really flat in a game, a couple of home games ago against Ohio State, but otherwise they've been blitzing people. They boat-raced Michigan State, their rival. They beat Indiana by 30. So they're a dangerous team right now that's playing for a bid. So this is this will be another hard one here for Wisconsin. I know it's cliche, but it's you look at Michigan's record, 6-6. That's not going to wow you, but they're coming off a good week and they're playing really well right now.
Awesome. We'll be listening tomorrow night, Matt, and then Sunday the big one. Badgers host Maryland at the Kohl Center. We'll be listening. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
All right, my pleasure. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
It's Matt LePay, voice of the Wisconsin Badgers. Couple big games coming up and really no cupcakes in the Big Ten, especially with how they've been playing recently. Can't overlook Michigan.
No, not at all. And he's talking about Derek Walton. Look what he's done in the last five games for Michigan. He had 25 against Indiana, 20 against Michigan State, 25 against Ohio State, 24 against Michigan State, 21 against Indiana. So he has been playing very, very well, running the point for a Michigan team that has won two out of their last three, and four out of their last six, including two wins over Indiana, one of them by 30, as he mentioned, and a win over Michigan State, avenging a loss against Michigan State just a couple of weeks earlier. So a team that is getting better, and the Badgers better be ready to play at Ann Arbor and an improving Michigan team.